front-end developer for the first time in my career.
User experience design.
I'm a back-end developer. I mainly work with Drupal.
Welcome to another episode of Behind the Screens, where we go beyond the code and into the community. I'm your host, Chris Albrecht. Let's dive in. Behind the Screens is made possible by Lullabot. Lullabot is a strategy, design, and development company where we turn great content into captivating user experiences. Find us on Twitter at Lullabot or in your browser at lullabot.com. We'd love to meet you. Today, I am going behind the screens with senior UX designer Jen Witkowski from Lullabot. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Excellent. Thanks for taking a little time to talk to me today.
Yeah, no problem.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and how long you've been at Lullabot and what you do there.
So I am, as you've mentioned, a senior UX designer living in Buffalo, New York. It does not snow here every day. We actually do get a summer. We have air conditioners. Somebody recently asked me, they're like, do you have air conditioners up there? I was like, yes, we do. And I've been at Lullabot for a little bit over 3 years now. Holy cow, it's been 3 years. That's crazy, over 3 years. So, I work along with our design team. I help, let's see if I can articulate this in a short sentence. I basically help create great user experiences for websites. Most of the time, they're large content managed websites that our team builds out, but sometimes they're smaller engagements where we're just wireframing a couple ideas for a client so they can move forward with an idea that they have in their head. So,
you work with the design team here with Lullabot, but they're not always for Lullabot clients. You have the design team is actually getting their own clients.
So yeah, so the design team does get approached from clients who just want a design engagement and not a design and development engagement. So I should say design and strategy engagement, because a lot of times we work with the strategy team, which is kind of merged into one now, strategy and design team. And we work alongside our two strategists to take a look at the problems, analyze the problems, and propose solutions. So,
gotcha. So what are some of the projects you've worked on lately, or can you pick out one project that was especially fun to work on?
A couple years ago, we worked on this old house. And that was kind of a dream client for me because I grew up with this old house. I grew up watching it. We got the magazine in our house. And when I purchased my first house, I also subscribed to the magazine. So it was a dream project to actually work on the site to make it a better experience for everybody who have been, longtime fans like me who use it as a resource or, to watch the videos. And it was great to go on site and actually meet some of the people in person that I've heard about, or you see in the credits, rolling across the screen at the end of a show, and you're like, oh, you're that person. So,
oh, that's fun. A little bit of get a little starstruck with it.
Yeah, yeah.
What was on that project, this old house project? What was your favorite piece to work on there? What was really fun about that project?
I think one of my favorite pieces was working with the navigation. Their navigation was that they had on the original site was very complex, and there was lots of duplicate categories and different main navigational categories, and it was very confusing, very overwhelming to the user. We kind of bounced some ideas off each other while we were on the on-site, and we decided to very much simplify the navigation to basically four main categories instead of, I think they had 8 or 9. We did some usability testing against it. It tested pretty well, so we decided to move forward with it. And so far, from what I've known, it's been a success. So,
yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say I really liked working on the navigation before.
It was definitely an interesting challenge, just because we were trying to decide we basically broke the navigation up into user modes, like thinking about the user and what they're going to the site for. And it ended up being that they were going to watch the This Old House videos of the show. They were looking for inspiration. So like they're going to redo a kitchen and they want to see photos of other kitchens to get ideas and what, you know, what they could do. Or they can, or how-tos, which is basically the step-by-steps on like how to build a deck.
Excellent. So you really kind of brought the navigation to where the users got value out of each one. It was easy to pick between the options. So yeah. Kind of like, well, I kind of want that category, but I think I also want this category.
Yep. Yeah. So it was, it's very straightforward, basically. So
I can imagine, like, when you actually have that user's response that you can see when you're doing the usability testing, it must be really rewarding when you see, like, people getting it, like, something you designed, and people are like, yes, that makes sense to me.
Yes. And we did usability testing across lots of different age groups and lots of different people who are versed in, the web. So I use, one of the participants was actually my mother, who doesn't know much about the web. I mean, she uses her computer to go to Facebook, and that's basically it. She didn't know that Google was a thing.
Oh, wow.
she got the navigation. Like, it was very easy for her. And then, you know, we did some usability testing for people who, have lots of experience on the web, who have several accounts set up, use Dropbox, and, who have Gmail. And, they also found it very straightforward. So we wanted to make sure, because This Old House does have a wide range of people who do use the site, who are fans, we wanted to make sure that it, was usable for everybody.
Yeah, that's excellent. Now, so we've talked a little bit about what you really liked about this project. Tell me something that's been a really unique challenge for you lately that you had to overcome.
Let's see here. So I'm working with a client now who is looking to improve their onboarding experience for a product that they have. This client doesn't have a lot of budget to spend, so we're looking for ways to slightly improve the onboarding experience for users within a very, very limited budget. And that's been kind of a challenge at this point, because basically the onboard experience does need a little bit more love, but at this point they don't have enough time or budget to give it that love. So we're trying to figure out, okay, how can we improve this just 10%? Or what are the small things that we can do to make the biggest improvements without spending a lot of money? So that's been an interesting challenge we're kind of at this point.
Yeah, the classic budgetary hands tied behind your back clients.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a great client to work with. We've worked with her for a couple of years now, and I really believe in her product and what she's doing and what she's trying to, promote and get everybody involved in. It's like, I really, really just want to take some of my free time to just, I'll do it myself, like donate some of my time. It's going to be an interesting challenge. And we are proposing, the big pie in the sky idea. So if down the road that budget does appear, she has an idea of what she can move forward with on, overhauling the onboarding experience. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that does sound like a pretty big challenge there. And sometimes, yeah, I guess all you can do is work with what you got. If you could give one piece of advice to somebody who is maybe trying to find their way in the industry as a designer or a UX designer, or maybe just talk a little bit about how you got to be a UX designer, how'd that come from? How would you help guide somebody or take someone along the way?
Well, this is an interesting question, because somebody had asked me this question a couple of weeks ago at a UX meetup. It seems that most of the people that I've met recently that are looking to get into UX design are the traditional UI / front-end developer. Like, they're one of three guys that does everything in their agency. They're trying to get into UX design. They're not exactly sure, like, where to start, if they should take classes. Mm-hmm. Like, don't spend the money if you don't have to. you know, don't go back to school for this, because it isn't something that I feel like you can, you know, take 2 years of a class for and come out and feel like you know everything when it comes to UX design. What I've been telling people is, or, you know, these people that have approached me asking these questions is, do your research out there and start following people who are in UX design. You know, read books by like Steve Krug, who is, I think it's Don't Make Me Think and Rocket Surgery Made Easy. Follow like Jared Spool, you know, go to the Nielsen Norman website and start reading some of the studies that they've done. And create pet projects for yourself to post on, you know, your website. If you can't freelance doing this stuff and getting into UX design, you know, start, create your own projects. I had somebody who recently just was like, okay, I'll start redesigning Pandora because there are certain things that, you know, made him angry about the Pandora app. So, and it was like, you know, that's a great pet project, you know. You know, think about, go through the whole process of doing the research, who the users are, and, you know, do the wireframing, do usability testing, and, you know, document all of that and post it all on your site as blog articles. And, you know, post the final product and be like, you know, make sure that anybody who's looking at the site knows that this isn't really for Pandora. This is just a concept.
Right. My wish list for Pandora.
Yeah, yeah. But it helps you get into the process and learn the process of UX design. And understand what are some of the challenges and look at some of the different solutions for, you know, solving those challenges. So
mm-hmm. That's really great advice. So you mentioned pet projects in there. Do you have any pet projects of your own or anything you wish you could really just dive into? And
So I recently wanted to get back into like my roots of graphic design because I graduated with a kind of a classic graphical design background, advertising and branding and that type of stuff, where logo design. I was really interested in logo design when I had graduated college, and I had never really done anything with that passion. And I haven't really, ever since working on the web, I don't really do logo design anymore. So I feel like, you know, just getting back into understanding branding and logo design and identity design may not directly apply to what I'm doing, but I think it could help a lot with some of the visual style when it comes to a website and me improving that visual style. So that, and like basically getting back into drawing too. I'm trying to get back into some sort of classical art, drawing, pottery. I'm going to start with drawing first and we'll see how that goes.
Maybe dive into pottery after that.
Yeah, dive into pottery after that. The pottery classes are a little bit more expensive, where the illustration I can just do on my own with like, all I need is pencils and eraser, piece of paper and a little still life set up in the kitchen. We're good to go.
Sounds like you've got this all planned out.
I do. I actually worked on a schedule today and some ideas for different still life that I can start sketching. So
very cool. Well, Jen, one thing I like to do to finish up these interviews is, I know none of us got to where we are on our own. There's everybody, I think, in the industry had someone along the way who kind of helped them, picked them up, pushed them, gave them a nudge in the right direction. So is there anybody out there that you would like to say thank you to, or that you would just like to mention or share some gratitude with, who was sort of an inspiration or just helped you along the way in your career?
So I would like to thank Ben and Jeannie Dunkel. I used to work for them before I had joined Lullabot. They were they're a small person team who works on the web in WordPress, and they had hired me not having any WordPress background whatsoever. And they taught me everything I know about, designing for content management systems and, setting up content management systems. So it's kind of how I learned a little bit about Drupal. So, it was easy for me to pick up Drupal because I knew WordPress. So, and even today I saw Ben today, and he was designing icons for an open source project, and he's an amazing icon designer. And he was just going on and on about like designing icons within a grid. And I was like, oh man, I want to learn how to do this.
It's funny how many people have sort of that gap bridge between WordPress and Drupal at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically, like when I had started with them, I didn't know, as I mentioned, I didn't know any WordPress. And so they gave me a project to work on and it didn't really have a deadline. And they were like, yeah, just take your time. Here's the WordPress. Here's all the documentation on WordPress. And got any questions, just let me know. And so it was a lot of copying and pasting and a lot of Googling. And
well, if anyone out there wants to get in touch with you about any of the stories that you shared or the designing or has any questions, what's the best way for them to do that?
I have a Twitter account, at shadow4611. So just send me a tweet.
We'll add that to the show notes.
Okay, great.
And thanks for being here, Jen. This was great.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. This was fun.
If you're looking to level up your Drupal chops, check out Drupalize Me. Drupalize Me lets you learn Drupal whenever and wherever you need to, with written and video tutorials that cover the full range of Drupal topics. Whether you're just jumping into Drupal or you're a seasoned developer, we are here to help. Check us out at drupalize.me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Behind the Screens. If you have any ideas for future segments or topics or any comments, reach out on Twitter at VoicesBTS or shoot me an email at chris@lullabot.com. Don't forget to pop onto iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Until next time.